There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Rolling in on the second hour, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance, made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by GCodeTacticalHolsters.com. It doesn't matter whether you need one for concealed carry. It doesn't matter whether you need one for overt, absolute, tactical carry. They've got something in there. They're all modular. They fit everywhere you need them, beside your bed, beside your console, on your chest rig. It doesn't matter. Check them out, TacticalHolsters.com. My next guest, if you saw him standing beside me, you would look at him and say, hey, young man, get away from that vagrant. Clean cut as they come. Young. Got plans. Lives in New Jersey. His name is Stephon Lamont Josie, and I'm going to let him tell his story because I can tell it. I haven't talked about this because this is just indicative of life behind the curtain. When you cross the New Jersey border, you're not in the United States anymore. Good morning, Stephon.
Yes.
Have I got you?
Yes, you do. Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, you were out. You weren't doing anything wrong. Take it from there. What happened to you?
Well, that morning, I was making my way to my garage. I did have my bulletproof vest in my hand and my firearm in my hand that morning. You know, I keep it loaded in my safe.
We need to point out why you would have that. Why did you have that bulletproof vest, pistol?
The firearm was issued to me for work purposes. I was working for Loomis Armored at the time. That is a armored car service that basically transports U.S. and foreign currencies to banks.
Okay.
And we also service your ATMs as well, as far as Wawa's, et cetera.
Right.
Yeah.
Please continue.
From that morning, I was in my garage in the process of disarming my firearm and putting my bulletproof vest in the front passenger seat. My little sister came into the garage. She kind of startled me. It was a brand new firearm, so I never really trained her on firearm safety as of yet. Only had the firearm for about a week. So she came in. I tried to put the firearm away from her to take her back upstairs, you know, because it was about 5:45 in the morning. She had school and I had work. So when I placed the firearm in the glove compartment to secure it away from her, I picked her up, took her upstairs. The process of all that, she's crying, et cetera. So I'm running late for work. When I realize I'm running late for work, I quickly go back downstairs and I leave. Now, I get pulled over that day for my registration. It had expired that morning, and the police officers stopped me. And when they stopped me, I basically told the officers that I realized I had my firearm in the glove compartment, and I told them who I worked for, and they took the firearm from me. They let me go. They gave me a ticket for my registration, and they said I could pick up my firearm on Monday. And this was a Friday. This happened, and I said, okay, that's fine. I went down there to pick up my firearm, thinking everything was okay, and they placed me under arrest and charged me with unlawful possession of a firearm, which is a second-degree felony in the state of New Jersey, and you can face up to a mandatory 5 years in prison under the Graves Act offense with a maximum term of 10 years in prison.
A couple of questions, if I may. Now, we have Loomis armored cars down here where I live in South Carolina. And all of the people that work for them that are armed guards, like yourself in New Jersey, they have to go through, they get something called a SLED card, which is a certification for them to work and carry a gun in the open. Because around here, we don't have open carry. We only have concealed carry. In New Jersey, okay. Do they not have any sort of a credential that counts for you as an armored, it's not like you're just carrying a gun around because it's cool. This is part of your profession. Do they have anything that gives you a credential to make that okay?
Besides carry concealed, that's pretty much it. But due to the circumstances of the case, they really, it's like there was no hope for me, you know. In the process of my work and for me to pursuing a career in law enforcement, they didn't even take that into consideration when I went to court, you know. And it's like they were just trying to get a conviction out of me, and me being the type of person I am, I was scared, you know. And I have a family, you know, I have a great support system at home. I have to be a role model for my younger siblings, you know. If I'm not here, I mean, my parents are there, but at the same time, if you have older siblings, they have to be a positive role model in your life as well, you know. And what good am I if I'm in prison for 5 to 10 years to them, you know?
Not at
all.
Anything
could have happened.
Yes.
You know, and I just took into consideration that I have a positive family at home, good support system, and I avoided prison. So now we're in the process of appealing. I did hire Mr. Evan Knappen as my attorney.
Yeah.
He's working on the appeal for me.
Evan Knappen would have to be, considering where he works, I mean, being a gun rights attorney in New Jersey, that's like being a special operations soldier, really, because I'm sure he gets lots and lots of practice. I've talked to him before. You definitely picked up the right attorney. I'm sure you've done things with Anthony Calandro, the gun for hire. I'm sure he's had a few chats with you too, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you took the plea bargain because, one, you're young. And like you said, you got a family and everything. You're not going to be doing anybody any good. But, two, you took the plea bargain because as soon as you got done with that, you've sort of fallen back. You're regrouping, and you're going after the law, aren't you? You're going after the law that got you.
Yes, I am. It was I'm appealing because due to the circumstances of the case and bringing certain things that took place in my case to Mr. Knappen's attention, he felt as though we have a lot of strong points that needed to be pointed out on a higher level in the court system. So, for one, we did. The prosecutor did recommend PTI for me, and I was okay with that because the police department that was in the process of hiring me, they said if I took a PTI deal, I would be able to pursue my career in law enforcement because I would only do 6 months of PTI. Basically, what they'll do is just put me on a timeout from owning a firearm, and I would get my firearm back, and I would have I would be without a felony conviction. Now that I have a felony conviction, this is where we stand now. And prior to me appealing, due to the fact that Evan Knappen spoke on my behalf with the NRA, that motivated me to appeal my case.
We're coming up. Can you hold for another segment? We're coming up on the first break in about 2 minutes or a minute and a half. Can you hold for another segment? One thing that now I've heard Knappen talking about, that when all of this transpired, there was an amnesty period going on, and I want to talk about that when we get back. The other thing I want to ask you, and you know, I've never been to New Jersey, and based upon some of the things I've heard that happens in New Jersey, I'm not going. But I got to ask, simply because of the two biggest, latest cases that have come out of New Jersey where they're just taking regular people and just trying to throw the book at them and ruin their lives. There's you and there's Shanine Allen. And both of you are black American. Both of you are young. And in the eyes of certain police officers, that makes you a gangbanger, doesn't it? Or something like that. Is that how you got swept up?
Well, you know, I really don't like to play the race card too much.
I don't either.
Yeah, I know you don't. I know exactly what you're saying, but to be honest with you, Holland Park, New Jersey, if you're a resident of New Jersey in the Middlesex County area and you know Holland Park, New Jersey, to be a minority and have conversations with other minorities, they do feel that township is very, very, very racist. But I don't really like to play that card because, you know, I feel as though
Hang on to that. I shouldn't ask you that question that close to the break. You hang on to that. We'll be right back. My guest, Stephen Lamont Josie from New Jersey, on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com. They will work everywhere except the state of New Jersey. To reinforce that notion, joining me again from New Jersey is Stefan Lamont Josie. Stefan, am I getting your name right? Because I've seen so many different. I've seen two or three different versions of your name. Am I getting that right when I'm announcing you?
I have a very long name, but my last name is hyphenated with Davis, but you can call me Stefan Lamont Josie. That's fine.
Okay. All right. Now, I asked you this question before, and it's, see, I don't like playing the race card either. However, however, when I look, you know, when I look at a picture of Shanine Allen is, you know, a young lady. she's a mother of two. She's gone through, she's done everything correctly. She went out and got a gun, and she lives in Pennsylvania. And she thought that, you know, she lived in the United States, and she drove over New Jersey, gets pulled over for what? A bad taillight or an improper lane change or whatever she got pulled over for. And she volunteers, like you did, that I've got a gun in the car with me. And then they go just completely Armageddon all over her, just like they've tried to do with you. And you guys had this sword of Damocles hanging over your head. I just got to ask again, does this happen to white people in New Jersey? If they have the same transgression, do they get the same kind of thing happening? They make that mistake. What you did, you made a mistake. What she did, she made a mistake. That's not, you had no intent.
No intent whatsoever. And there's a similar case that was just actually dismissed. It's the Gordon Van Gilder case now. He, too, had a firearm in his glove compartment, but it was antique flintlock pistol. But at the same time, under the 5B39-C, under that law, it's antique and modern-day pistols fall into the same category of a 5-10-year sentence under the Graves Act. So his case was actually dismissed. He was represented by Evan Knappen, but his was dismissed immediately. There was no plea bargains or anything like that. And in Middlesex County, I was getting the short end of the stick, basically. And he's an older white gentleman.
I would have to agree with you on that one. I completely forgot about that case with that. I know that in New Jersey, they only just recently passed laws like if you're going to the range or something that you can stop and get a cup of coffee with the gun in the car. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yes, it is.
From here, now you've taken the plea bargain, you're pulling back, you petitioned Governor Christie to pardon you, haven't you?
Yes, we did.
And you're also going to appeal this decision because you've got plans. You want to work in law enforcement, don't you?
Yes, I do. I have lots of plans, you know. It's just kind of ridiculous what's going on, you know, and it just stopped me. This is putting a two-year halt on all my dreams and plans that I had ever since I got out of high school. So I'm just wishing and hoping for the best, and I can continue and pursue that career once this is all over.
Well, I mean, for people that have never seen you, you have this clean, you have a Secret Service look about you, you know? I mean, you're just that clean cut, and I just don't, you know, in my state, what did you get pulled over for? Your registration had expired. In my state, if that had happened and you had said, I've got a gun in my glove compartment, they just simply would have said, well, don't go to your glove compartment while we're talking to you, okay? And then they would have given you a ticket and you would have been on your way.
Yeah.
And New Jersey and South Carolina are in the same country.
Yeah, it's just unconstitutional what they're doing in New Jersey, and it's like a plague that's going on, because I don't know if you're aware, but Evan Knappen did quote and say this. I believe there was 150 cases similar to myself and Shanine Allen that are pending right now. And, you know, I'm just trying to become a positive role model to those that are going through this, because, you know, just because you're in the jam with the court system don't mean that's your only way out or a plea is your only way out. I'm fighting for myself and I'm fighting for them as well, because this is going to be, myself and Shanine Allen, Brian Aikens, you know, we're the voice of what's going on. You know, legally owned gun owners, we're getting the short end of the stick, and you have murderers and rapists and criminals and all types of other people that are out there that are just roaming free. It's like they're the only ones that are allowed to carry weapons, but we're not allowed to, you know? And by my house alone, this whole week it's been like six shootings, you know? And it's like, you have little kids that are out here, who's going to protect them? The police aren't always around, you know? And it's just unfair. And it just goes against our constitutional rights to protect ourselves.
The other thing that I admire about you is your story, like Shanine Allen's, has gone sort of viral. So you've probably gotten a lot of people saying, hey, move to Texas. Hey, move to Arkansas. Hey, move to Arizona. To your credit, you've decided to stand and fight, haven't you?
Yes, I decided to stand and fight because if I do leave, then who else is gonna, who's really going to be the voice that senses it from our state? You know, Shanine Allen, she's a voice, but she's not from New Jersey. She's from Pennsylvania, where they honor you to carry your firearm.
Right.
New Jersey, there's really no voice right now that, you know, you have to go through what I've been through to really understand and stand up for it and be a voice for this state. You know, I just can't leave yet. You know, I just can't up and go after they did what they did to me and just leave the state where it's at. You know, I have a positive voice now, you know, and I have a lot of support throughout the country, you know, and I just want to help pass bills and help change things in the state so we can all be free. Because just because I'm from New Jersey doesn't mean it can't happen to you if you were visiting. You know, there's a family from South Carolina that came to New Jersey. They're going through the same thing. You know, it's just not public yet, but I know what's going on with them, and it's just unfortunate, and it's just unconstitutional, and it's a plague that's going on in New Jersey right now, and they're just making innocent people into criminals, you know, state workers, everything. You know, it's just nobody is safe.
If you want to encourage Stefan, or if you want to find out how you may be able to help Stefan, you can find him on Facebook. I believe that's the easiest way to find you, right? Stefan Lamont Josie.
Yes,
just
sir.
Like, just like it sounds. Stefan Lamont Josie. Go check him out. He's making the rounds today. You're making the rounds today, aren't you? You got other media to do today, so...
Yes, I do.
You go ahead and continue to make the rounds. I'm going to stay in contact with you. We need to get Evan back on the show, maybe have both of you in here. That's got to be sort of like a tag team going into a courtroom situation. So I want to keep abreast of what's going on here. Certainly good luck with this. You are inspirational. There's a lot, you know, I don't know that I stay in a state that does me that wrong. I think you let me go, suckers, I'm headed out. I'm going across the border. So good for you. Excellent for you. Well done. And we will stay in touch. Thank you for your time.
Oh, no problem, sir. Take care and thank you.
Yes, sir. Check him out on Facebook. I don't think he's doing anything as far as trying to raise money or anything for his legal defense. I don't know. But if he is, well, if you got the time, help him out. Stefan Lamont Josie. Just making a mistake, facing 10 years in prison? That's not criminal. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's CATIarmor.com. Come and take it.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Walland Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shuley. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counter-terrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheevan. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug-out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. I carry, when I carry a gun, I'm carrying based upon possibility, not probability. And let me explain to you what I'm talking about. I don't live in a big city, Greenville, South Carolina, which is the biggest city I lived in near to. Wow, that's just a grammatical disaster. The closest city I live near is relatively big. It's not an Atlanta-sized city, okay? Maybe it will be in a few years. Downtown's fairly decent. It's fairly small. We have a lot of industry here. We have a lot of schools here. We have a lot of things here. Economy's pretty good. Because of what it is, because it is of a certain size, there's a chance that if with industry and everything else, with schools in such close proximity, there's a chance, I believe, that terrorists might take advantage of or take notice of this area. Haven't done it yet. Therefore, when I carry a gun, a sidearm, and two spare magazines, because the probability is that if I get into a gunfight, it's going to be over with in four rounds. That's the national average for gunfighting. On both sides, by the way, four rounds. On the other hand, the possibility is that I might be looking at an ISIS element, or I might be looking at a rioting, wilding element. In that case, I'm going to need more than four rounds. I'm going to need more than a single stack weapon. And therefore, I carry based upon the possibility, not the probability. There are those of you out there that do carry a gun, and you are very happy carrying your .380 semi-automatic or your 5-shot .38 special. And I applaud you for carrying that at all. Some of you don't, you have the credential, you don't carry a gun. I don't understand you, why you went through what you had to do to get that permit, and then you don't carry the gun. What I'm saying to you, though, is that you exist in the same world I exist in. Now, cops around you wear body armor. Probably they're not going to get shot, but there's a possibility they may get shot, statistically speaking. The likelihood of them getting shot on the job is very remote, is just about as remote as it is for you to be in a gunfight. But nobody can dispute that cops get shot at. Nobody can dispute that there's drive-by shootings and all of these things that happen. You can't dispute that. So those of us who have decided to wield a gun, whether it's for a living or as a civilian defender, we must prepare to, one, shoot other people, and we must also prepare to get shot. Preparing for rare possibilities normally is the purview of cops and SWAT teams and soldiers and Marines and airmen and sailors. But you don't have to be a cop or a soldier or a contractor to prepare. Those of us who carry guns for self-defense and are serious about it, the one part of the mindset that we can actually work on is the tools we bring to the game, the tools we carry for the task. It is very likely or possible that you can get hurt in day-to-day life. It's not likely, but it is possible. And it's possible that you could get into a gunfight. Probably never going to happen, but that doesn't change the fact that, you know, between 2,000 and 7,000 times a day, people produce a gun to stop a crime. Whatever bad or evil thing that may occur, it's never going to happen to most people in their lifetime. But when they get out and say that to themselves, then they're no longer preparing. They're preparing for probability, not possibility. And my problem with that is that may leave you short. Some of these misguided people believe that preparing legitimizes a violence that won't occur. And they see the preparation as a violent act themselves. These are the Hoppe folks. They don't want to think about me defending myself. They don't want to think about it because they find that to be brutal. And they really don't know the whole story on that. Because if somebody does make me defend myself, I'm going to be brutal. I'm going to be violent. And I'm going to be hyper on both of those. Now, these people that lack a kill and survive mindset don't comprehend what the rest of us do comprehend, reality, and all of the possibilities that goes along with it. They think that we are animals. And they don't realize that we are, in fact, animals, you and them. They're shocked by our mindset and our actions. But if you're going to be a protector, if you're going to be one that defends yourself, you have to constantly reevaluate what you got. You have to constantly reevaluate what you're doing. You have to take a look at it and see, how can I make it better? We can't afford to be shocked. We can be shocked, but we should never let that shock prevent us from considering all the possibilities. Like, it would be shocking for me to see a child get shot in front of me. I've never had that happen, thankfully. However, if I see that happen, I'm not going to be so shocked that I don't take some sort of action against it. So I understand that there is a possibility that that might be happening, or an old lady, or a pregnant lady, or, you know, whatever. The thing that has to permeate your entire being when you're training for self-defense is the realm of possibility. You have to consider that it is possible you'll get injured during an attack. And you need to learn how to fight if injured. You need to learn how to fight always. Weak hand, strong hand, one hand, two hand. Mindset, your mind is going to be what runs the battle, what runs the skirmish. Deep down, most of us think we're invincible. I can honestly tell you that although I thought that I could have been in better shape, that prior to my heart attack, I thought I was invincible. And the truth is, that was a double-edged sword, because when it snuck up on me and hit me, I was completely taken unawares. And I'm actually glad it was a heart attack that did that, not a violent attack, because I would have been done in a violent attack. Ernest Hemingway wrote in a book, Men at War, he wrote, "When you go to war as a boy, you have a great illusion of immortality. Other people get killed, not you. Then when you are badly wounded the first time, you lose that illusion and you know it can happen to you. After being severely wounded 2 weeks before my 19th birthday, I had a bad time until I figured out that nothing could happen to me that had not happened to all men before me. Whatever I had to do, men had always done. If they had done it, then I could do it too, and the best thing was to not worry about it." If you get into a self-defense situation, you cannot sit back and contemplate the possibilities once you're in that position. You're going to have to trust whatever you got and go. Train for all possibilities, for all contingencies. Train to only shoot with your left hand if you're right-handed. Train to shoot left-handed with both hands. Train to shoot on your back, on your side, seated, shooting down, shooting up. Train to shoot all ways you can possibly put yourself into that situation. Don't worry about how uncomfortable it is, because very likely you're not going to be standing and getting into some modified isosceles stance. You're going to be going, and it's going to be over with quick. It's going to be over with in a few seconds. You are the lethal and the dangerous ones, and you need to prepare, because we are the good guys. We're the ones that are out there, and we'll be the ones saving the others that are not capable of saving themselves, because we do train for contingencies. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
All right, last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by GECOTacticalHolsters.com. I don't, they've got new stuff coming out. I need to have them in next week to talk about that, I think. We'll work on that today. One of the things you need to set yourself for, is if we're talking about possibilities, let's go beyond the possibilities. Let's get into the point now to where we're talking, you have just defended yourself. Out will come the armchair quarterbacks, folks. In New York, I've talked about this before, a guy named Jeffrey Johnson murdered a former co-worker. And he was trying to run away when he came upon NYPD officers Craig Matthews and Robert Schnistaj. Schnistaj. Yeah, that's how I said that, yeah. And when the officers called to Johnson at a range of roughly 10 feet, Johnson, turned and produced his weapon, and the two officers immediately opened fire on him. This happened in front of the Empire State Building. One officer fired 9 shots, the other 7. So, and they did this with 12-pound New York triggers. One officer closer to Johnson was more composed, even though he had happy feet, which kept him from establishing a stable shooting stance. I'm not so sure that I agree with that assumption. I think if somebody might be shooting at you, you're moving. The other officer gave up all pretense of training and was point shooting one-handed while he attempted to back away, jerking shots downward as he looked at Johnson instead of his sights, as he was trained to do. Johnson was shot 7 times. 9 bystanders were hit by police gunfire because the officers were ignoring their sights and jerking their triggers. Their shots were generally low and did not cause any fatal injuries. Now, here's the problem with this. There's 2 things at play here. One, in New York City, okay, most of your NYPD officers that are going to be NYPD officers that have grown up in New York City don't know a damn thing about guns. When they pick up a gun in the training, when they go to work, it's the first time they've ever seen one in their lives. They don't have a preference because they don't know what they're looking at. And they all have 12-pound triggers. That trigger is roughly three times the weight of the gun loaded. And when you pull it, it's going to pull the target. It's going to pull the sights off target. Unless you train very, very, very hard. New York has a lot of officers, and they do train, but they don't train nearly as well as they should. And they don't train in any way. How do you train with a 12-pound trigger? How on earth do you do it? Anyway. One, New York City does not trust their officers because they do not grow up in a gun culture, so they give them a trigger where they absolutely got to mean to want to shoot somebody. Two, the trigger that they have installed in the gun and the lack of any sort of background in it makes these guys more likely to abandon their training. That's the first dynamic. Out comes the second dynamic. You've got a reporter, last name Ambender, who suggests that as armed men close with police officers at short range, that officers should attempt to use tear pepper spray or tasers or some less than lethal device while somebody's coming up on them with a gun. He also suggested if the officers do pull a gun, that they attempt to shoot at moving extremities to wound the suspect and then wait to see if the suspect does have good common sense once he is shot the first time and then decides to give up. This reporter who was making these suppositions in what was arguably a disastrous shoot to begin with because of the equipment and the people involved and the training they were allowed to receive. This other stuff he's discussing, let's look at the first two. Johnson intended to commit suicide by cop. He did not try to shoot these officers. He pulled his gun up. He wanted to be shot. That's what everybody's told. That's what I've heard. If he had not intended to commit suicide by cop, and they're using pepper spray or tasers or some other less than lethal device, he kills two cops. Period. Because you're in a stressful situation. The same things hold true for tasers and pepper spray as they do for gunshots. And, you know, you're in a stressful situation. Shooting at a moving extremity is the height of insanity. This is why you aim for center mass. You don't shoot to wound. It's not because we're devils. It's because we're trying to stop a threat. And if you're going to stop a threat, you're going to have to cause shock trauma. And shooting somebody in the arm or in the leg is not going to do that. Mr. Ambender is a man trapped by his own ignorance and bias. A taser is a one-shot device that requires perfect circumstances to work. If you got a suspect wearing multiple layers of loose clothing, with a t-shirt, maybe an oversized jacket, Mr. Johnson was wearing a heavy winter coat that day. The odds that both probes are going to penetrate to embed in the skin so that a charge can be delivered is greatly reduced. You have to have two barbs going into the skin to make the contact. Tasers will make full contact, and with somebody on drugs, they just simply don't work. Or if they're filled with adrenaline. Or if they just have a force of will. Ambender suggests that officers should fire just one shot. He thinks that when you fire that one shot, there's an explosion of blood spray, and you fly back 9 feet. Your shoulders are higher than your feet. Your feet are as high as your face, and he believes what he's seen in the movies. He doesn't grasp that you shoot a suspect sometimes, and he might twitch, and that's about all you get. That's all the indication you get that you got a hit. Aiming at the arms and legs of a suspect is stupid. They're going to be in motion. You're going to miss. They're already missing. Why would you compound that? His armchair quarterbacking offers up suggestions that both increase the risk to both law enforcement officers themselves and innocent people downrange. if his suggestion just on the extremities, you're risking mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers and children and everybody else downrange because you're going to miss. You're going to fire more shots than you need to. It's not going to be an economic shoot. Self-defense should be economic. It should be over quick. Anything that allows something to go on, especially in the realm of law enforcement or self-defense. I don't want to get up there and get in a, you know, I don't want to get up there and be changing magazines if I'm running 15-round magazines. I need to be done in 3 shots. They need to go down in 3 shots. If it's not 3, it's going to be 4. If it's not 4, it's going to be 5. But I'm not going to be out there saying, how many times can I shoot him before he goes down? Armchair quarterback, stay at home. Don't offer up, especially if you don't know what the hell you're talking about. Especially if you don't know what you're talking about. Handguns are weak when it comes to stopping people. We carry them because they are easier to hide or to carry portably. They are not meant to be gunfighting tools of the sort that you think they are. They're not rifles. Rifles will deliver shock trauma with one shot. Rifles may knock you off of your feet, depending on the caliber. But certainly not handguns. Certainly, and you know, I believe in New York City it's 9mm. I carry 9mm because I can put a bunch of shots in one, you know, in a coffee cup size hole. Which if I'm shooting at a target that's trying to shoot me, that's good shock trauma. I don't need for it to be a dime-sized hole. A coffee cup-sized hole is plenty good. And putting and hits are what win gunfights. Hits matter. Misses don't. Oh, golly gee. Armchair quarterbacks. That's who's waiting in the wings. Besides prosecutors, also coming out will be the armchair quarterbacks. They'll be coming for you too. Bear that in mind. Take my advice. Prepare for every possibility, every contingency. We'll do this again in 22 hours between now and then. It's never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Thursday, this has been Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shuley. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheevan. Author, Judy Dollarheit. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the U.S.